Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the new show. I'm Kyle Swiger. It is Tuesday, October 7th, 2014. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes or so today. Are you a Three Network customer in the UK? Are you thinking, where's my network? Well, you're not alone. It was a widespread outage all over the UK today. The service was abruptly halted by server maintenance on a Monday. Oh, that's thinking ahead. It all started early morning when customers started complaining about signal and data issues, and basically it all went downhill from there. Trying to call Three customer service was also no help at all. In fact, all you got was a little recording saying, customer service is currently unavailable for scheduled maintenance. Also, if you tried to make a call abroad, you got this lovely recording. Sorry, it's not been possible to connect your call. Please try again later. Most people just kept on doing that all day long. Try again later, try again later. As far as we know, most of the issues, if not all the issues, have been resolved. So hopefully if you're a Three Network customer, your Tuesday is starting off better than your Monday did. First, there was Rodgers and Hammerstein, then Lennon and McCartney, and then Hewlett and Packard. Well, like all good partnerships, things must come to an end. Hewlett Packard confirmed today that it is planned to break into two separate companies. One is going to be for computer services, data storage equipment, software, and services, and the other one is for personal computers and printers. In a statement by Meg Whitman, that's the HP chief executive, she said that the companies were splitting up to be more aggressive, to go after opportunities created by a rapidly changing market. What's funny about this is Ms. Whitman will retain power of both companies. Well, ain't it nice to be the chief executive officer? No harm, no foul. To all of our listeners in India right now, and if you're a Skype user, you'll particularly want to pay attention, you'll soon be unable to call landlines and mobile phones that are based inside the country. Starting November 10th, this feature will no longer be available. What's even more weird is Skype didn't even give a reason why it's abandoning the domestic voice calls. Now, Skype users in India will still be able to make landline calls and mobile phone calls outside of the country, and Skype customers from other countries can continue to call numbers based inside India. So, you can make calls outside the country. People outside the country can make calls inside the country. Okay, I don't get this. By the sound of it, it sounds like local telcos are wanting a little bit more money from Skype or from Microsoft. It sounds like to me. I don't know. Once again, though, it's the customer on the losing end. Imagine that. Shell Shock is back. Yeah, you remember the bug that's attacking the Bash system in Unix and Linux systems? Well, it hit Yahoo today. Yep, it's claimed its first victim, and it happens to be Yahoo. Now, you would have thought about all this time that it was pretty much in the news that this thing was a bad thing. Patch your servers, do this, do that. Well, where was Yahoo? Well, what were they doing? Now, the hackers particularly hit Yahoo Games, and Yahoo is also quick to point out that there is no evidence that the hackers compromised any personal data. So they're saying you don't have to go and scramble and change your password and all that sort of stuff. Of course, they didn't compromise any personal data. Nobody uses Yahoo anymore. Seems like we've always got something with Facebook lately in the news, and today is no exception. Facebook Messenger may soon let you pay your friends. There's been a sort of modified version of the Facebook Messenger that's been leaked that's revealed person-to-person payment interfaces. What it looks like this is going to be is just like sending a message or sending a photo. You're going to have the option to give your friends some money, MasterCard or debit card or anything. It says choose your payment option. Now, we do remember that Messenger did split off into a separate app, which has basically made most people pissed off, including myself. I wasn't happy about it. But I think now we're starting to see the reason why they did it in the first place. No word yet on when this thing is actually going to be officially launched. I can't imagine it would be too much later in the future, to be honest. I mean, with Christmas and everything else coming up and all that, it's the perfect time of year to launch such a platform. Question is, would you trust your money and credit card information with Facebook? Yeah, me neither. Plex for Xbox One is now a reality. It's now easy to stream all your video to your television set. There is a catch, however. Plex is going to cost $5 per month, or you can do a $50 per year option, or make a lifetime payment of $150 to use the service on your Xbox One. It's also going to be coming to Xbox 360 very soon. They're saying actually just in a couple of weeks or so. You're going to be able to browse your entire video and music libraries in one place. However, though, music is coming a little bit later in the option, they're saying, so it's only video, like television shows and movies as of right now. And it's even going to have integration with voice and gesture controls, so you can use your Kinect with it. How cool is that? GT Advanced Technologies are filing for bankruptcy. And you're thinking, okay, so who are those people? Well, they're the company that struck a deal last year to supply Sapphire screens to Apple. And they just filed Chapter 11 protection with the U.S. Bankruptcy Code. According to them, they have about $85 million in cash at the end of September, but they need to raise money to meet payroll. Oh, that's scary. Last year, Apple reached a multi-year agreement with GT, and it committed to making device payments of approximately $578 million to the supplier. But haha, let's remember one thing. None of the supplier's Sapphire Crystal is currently used in any Apple products. So let's put it in context here. Either Apple is bouncing checks, or GT, I think you need a new accounting department. And finally, are you wealthy?
Yes, are you very wealthy and you just ain't got the time for Tinder, you know, the app for poor people? Yes, you know what I'm talking about? Well, there's an app that's come to your rescue. It's called Luxy.
And I'll stop talking like this now. Yep, new dating app. It matches wealthy singles to wealthy singles. So far, there's 3,000 users, and the average male's income is about $200,000. According to the app on the iTunes page, members are CEOs, investors, millionaires, and fitness models. Now get this. This is the funny part. The Lexi's app right now is self-regulating, and the app does not yet enforce salary verification, meaning anybody could be a supermodel or a millionaire on this thing. So how are you going to know if who you're dating is at the same level of classy class that you are? Well, if they ask for you to meet at McDonald's, there's your first clue. If you got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com and find us on Twitter at British Tech. You can also follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We will be back tomorrow to give you yet another dose of the best technology news from the past 24 hours. But until then, have a great Tuesday. And thank you very much for listening.